paid. That is Croatia, Bosnia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Hungary, Romania. Many devotees were coming from each country, a few delegates, and we were having a well-attended Ratha Yatra in a Serbian town called Novi Sad that raised a lot of interest in Krishna consciousness. One of the special features was that we had traditional temple dance on the streets, and then a clown, not a clown, a magician, which drew huge crowds by the public. It was very nice. So I'm happy to address all of you on the subject matter of taking shelter of the holy names for protection from the Lakshahira of modern day temptations for renunciants, learning from the example of Haridas Thakur. This is a very serious subject, and it's my great honor to be addressing all of you. I'm very happy to be amongst the brahmacharis. This is my favorite sangha. This and the outreach program, where I try to bring many people to Krishna consciousness, and also Kirtan Mela. So let us please all start. Please fold your hands, and we will say the pranam mantras to Srila Prabhupada, and we will then also say the pranam, panchatattva mantra. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I just will ask before I start, Gokrishna, my assistant, to just please write down exactly the times, you know, from so-and-so, lecture from so-and-so, question-answer, and then the next. After you, I have a program with the Alachua community, so I have to, we have to be on time. Good.
Recording in progress.
I feel there is not one devotee in the Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition who is not totally moved and inspired by the glorious way in which Haridas Thakur dealt with the greatest binding force to this material world, that is sexual attraction. In brief, so that we all have the same understanding, let us remember his story. He had gone away from society into the forest, the dark jungle of a place, and it's called Benapol, and he was chanting from morning and evening the holy names. Some accounts say that he chanted first his holy names loudly and audibly, that one could hear. Then he chanted them in deep, deep absorption mentally. And he would also sing the holy name from time to time, being moved by powerful feelings of divine ecstasy. At such moments, he would rise to his feet and he would raise his arms and dance and sway to the ecstasy which moved his heart. Haridas Thakur was an exemplary devotee, and it should not surprise anyone that so many people wanted to have his darshan. This was very much objected to by the landlord, Ramachandra Khan, who saw Haridas Thakur's popularity increase day by day, and people making the long way into the jungle just to catch a glimpse of this Mahabhagavat. And he became envious because his own name and fame or prestige was overshadowed by the tower-like glories of Haridas Thakur. He became so envious that he committed a grave Vaishnav aparad. He wanted to discredit Haridas Thakur and defame him by making him fall down from his vow of renunciation by sending a prostitute to him in the night. So he had an assembly. He called the prostitutes of the area together, and the most youngest and most beautiful amongst them was chosen. Her name was Lakshahira, and she made her way in the dead of night to Haridas Thakur. The plan was that she would engage in physical activities with him, and that there would be some guards who came along with her and who would stay in the behind the trees. And then if it would come to this physical act, they would come and catch Haridas Thakur red-handed, and he would be exposed as a cheetah. So Lakshahira said, let me first make him attracted to me. So in this first night where I visit him, there should be no guards, there should be no people or soldiers coming along with me and hiding. No, I will go alone and I will make him fall down in the first night, and then I come in the second night with guards. So Ramachandra Khan agreed, and Lakshahira came to Haridas Thakur, and in the dead of night she paid her obeisances to Tulsi, and then she exhibited movements, gestures of female charm, and attraction that would make Lord Brahma or any wise and self-controlled person bewildered and fall from his position. However, Haridas Thakur experienced in his chanting a higher taste than all the saints, rishis, sadhus, even Lord Brahma can imagine. He felt the ecstatic meeting of the soul with the Lord, with Krishna, through his holy name, and was immersed in what you could call technically Naam Sambandha, the connection of the soul, the Sambandha, with the Lord in his holy name. And there was no question of him being attracted to mundane beauty, because the Lord's beauty is overwhelming everything else. So, but he was merciful to Lakshahira. He wanted her to listen to the holy name to also become attracted. So he said, I will fulfill your desire, certainly, but I have to first fix my vow of chanting a prescribed numbers of rounds, and then I will be available to fulfill every desire of yours. So he continued to chant, and morning came, and Lakshahira excused himself. For 3 nights she came, and 3 nights she heard the same answer of Haridas Thakur. Dear lady, just be a little patient, sit here. After some time, I will fulfill your desires. At the end of the 3 nights, Lakshahira became a great devotee. She saw how terrible her sinful inclinations were. How could she think of becoming a complice of Ramchandra Khan? And how could she even imagine to make such an exalted Vaishnava fall down? She felt great regret. Haridas Thakur said to her, "My dear Lakshahira, you are now a devotee of Krishna. Give up your sinful ways, give up your sinful properties, just come here, and in this kutir I will leave it for you, and worship Tulsi Devi and chant the holy name." So in this way, the prostitute was initiated by the great saint and became also a saintly woman who was taken care of by the people who of that area. They brought the food and everything to her. This story is well known in the Vaishnava circles, and you must have heard it narrated in great detail from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and his very talented disciples. The question which we will deal with is, what can we learn from this story, and what can we learn from the example of Haridas Thakur, and in this way be ourselves protected from Kamadev, from the influence of Cupid in our lives. Now you must first of all know that Kamadev or Cupid is a reflection, a reflected counterpart of Kamadev Krishna, the original God of love in the spiritual world, is Krishna. under the cupid of this material world, who is so influential that not even great saints are always free from his influence. This Kamadev is only a reflection. In the Bhagavad Gita, as you all know, it is understood that Krishna, and the spiritual world, is like a tree, and it is reflected on karma, on the lake of karma, into this world, and becomes the material manifestation. No? Everything has its origin in the spiritual world. I have a little drawing here. Let us try to see it, please. You see here Lord Krishna in the spiritual world, and then as the original Kamadeva, the original God of love, yes, you see here, and he is reflected into the material world as Cupid, the God of love. This is the idea. Krishna is first, Cupid is second. Krishna is so attractive that millions of Cupids faint when they see him. But in this material world, we conditioned souls who have forgotten Krishna have the reflection. But even the reflection, my dear everyone, is very strong for the forgetful conditioned soul. There are five arrows of the Cupid that bewilder the conditioned soul, and I will read them, and I hope no one of you will faint, because you have to hear the rest of the lecture. These five powerful influences of Cupid in the world are giving renunciants trouble since a long time, and as you hear them, you will have to introspect and see how perhaps you have also at times become troubled by these five arrows of the material Cupid. The first is Harshana. It means delighting, gladdening, thrilling with joy, and desire also. So in the Gita, Lord Krishna says, if we look at a material object of sense gratification, then there will be some desire in the heart, some feeling of, wow. It is an almost unconscious response. The next is Rochana, appealing. The next of Cupid's five arrows is Mohana, deluding. The next is Shoshana, which means it withers one up and dries one up. And the final arrow of Cupid is Marana, it destroys his victim. So the first thing is we see an object of sense gratification, and we become interested, or it captures our interest, either positively that we want to enjoy, or more often than not in the beginning states negatively. We look away. No, this is no. Rochana is a little more intense. The infatuation becomes stronger. It appeals to our aesthetic sense, perhaps, or to something in us. Mohana, we become deluded. We forget that we are eternal, that we are not the body, and we become eluded. And then Shoshana. Internally, we dry up like a tree which is consumed by a fire from the roots, no? Sometimes we see in nature these trees, there's an inside fire and it dries the entire tree up. So a person who has these strong, is bewildered and has lusty desires, you can see his natural tejas, his effulgence is going down and is reduced. And finally, the last of these five arrows is Marana, killing or destroying. My reference to this is, let me see, the Shiva Purana Rudra Samhita 3.12. There are these five arrows described in this way. I have heard other descriptions also. They are very famous, the effect of Cupid on our life. So Haridas, because he was all the time connected with the original Kamadev, the more attractive Lord, who's more attractive than the reflection. An original is always more, has more qualities of the than a reflection. Therefore, my dear devotees, he had this higher, this feeling of rasa, this very higher rasa, which Lord Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, param drishtva, no, that higher rasa, and he was not attracted at all. You know, how can a person who has $1 million be attracted to one penny? He doesn't even bow on the street to catch, to take that penny and bring it into his purse. He has enough. Or how can a person who is relishing a very well-cooked meal, which has so many items that are satisfying his hunger, how can he become attracted to a not so well cooked meal which has only a few items in it? It's not possible. How can a person who relishes deep taste in Krishna consciousness become attracted to the mundane Kamadev? It is not possible if he has this taste. Now, this is our philosophy, our darshan, and I think every one of you has agreed, highly inspired by this. Therefore, you have taken into the Brahmachari ashram in the hopes that you will also make this higher taste. But oh, so often this taste is perhaps not with us. There will be dreams, and in dreams our mind can trick us around, or we will in the name of preaching become very attracted to some person, female person, to whom we like to preach more than to others. Kamadev's arrows are very subtle. They are not so easy to entirely renounce. We need to not just formally dress in saffron, but our heart needs to dress in saffron. Formal dress is easy. To dress the heart is more difficult. I have always taken great encouragement from a particular episode where Haridas Thakur has a conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is recorded in the 10th chapter of the Madhya Lila within Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat, not Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya shows his divine form to his devotees and calls them forward one after the other. Amongst those whom he calls forward to be directly in contact with him, to speak to them, is Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya says, Haridas, behold my transcendental form. You are dearer to me than my own body. And he said, I belong to the same caste as you belong. And then he remembers how Haridas Thakur suffered so much in the hands of the Yavanas, who tortured him by giving him a lashing with canes, you know, with sticks, in the public. In 24 marketplaces they brought him, and they were beating his body in the view of all these people who were there shopping and milling around in the marketplace, to publicly humiliate him, and also to give a sign that no one of you people should dare to follow the example of Haridas Thakur and chant the holy names of your Lord in a loud way. I saw you, and I wanted to help you. I came from Vaikuntha, I went into your body, and it was me who took the beating on my back. One of the reasons, of the many reasons, why I appeared in this world was because of you and my desire to protect you at that time. When Haridas Thakur heard the Lord, he was so overwhelmed that he fell to the ground and fainted. But Mahaprabhu shouted, get up, O Haridas! And asked me any desire which you have. And he showed him the full manifestation of his glory. Haridas Thakur then said some beautiful prayers, which are the essence of the Bhagavatam. He said, "I am aware that the highest that Krishna consciousness means to always remember you and to not forget you. But my Lord, I can't do this. Prahlad Maharaj always remembered you, even when he was attacked by his evil father Hiranyakashipu. Draupadi could do it when she was pulled by the evil brothers Duryodhana and Dushasan into the court, and when there was an attempt made to disrobe her. She could remember you, but I can't do this." And he gave a few other examples: Parvati, Ambarish, and so on and so forth, the Pandavas, and so on. Ajamil, he said, Ajamil could remember you at the time of its death, but I just don't remember you. I'm fully devoid of the remembrance of your lotus feet. So this is, Haida said like this. What qualification then do I have to see you? Lord Chaitanya was so much moved by the words of his devotees that he said, speak, continue to speak. Haridas then said, my Lord, I have a great desire. My only prayer is that I maintain my sinful life by eating the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exalted devotees. Let this be my repeated birth, lifetime after lifetime. I want to be with devotees and eat their remnants, and then perhaps I will be able to remember you. Kindly, my Lord, you are known as Vishvambara, the one who maintains the entire universe. Maintain me also by letting me become a dog in the house of your devotees and eat the remnants there. So when Haridas Thakur became filled with devotion as he spoke on and on and on, and Lord Chaitanya's heart was moved, he said, anyone who resides with you, even for a day, or speaks with you for even a moment, will certainly achieve me. And then he said, one who respects you respects me, for I constantly reside within your body. Let us go back here a moment. Haridas Thakur knows what is perhaps the main qualification of absorbed chanting. And to teach it to the world, he brings this point into his prayers. Chanting, my dear devotees, was Haridas Thakur's way so that he could eventually meet the woman of all women, Maya Devi herself. Maya Devi herself tried to make him fall down. No one can resist this power of Maya Devi. But Haridas Thakur made her a devotee of Krishna. She had been a devotee of Rama before, chanting Ram's name. But he made her a devotee of Krishna so that she became initiated in the chanting of Krishna's sacred names. Why could he do this? What is the secret here? What could we learn from the secret? How could we apply it? Now you must listen very carefully. Please allow me one moment. It is now very important, my dear devotees. Up till now, we have heard a wonderful Leela Katha, which is very much the domain, the realm, the realization of great souls. But we are what we are. We are, come from this world, and we are trying to move forward in devotional service. We need to learn from the great souls, from their prayers, from their thinking, and this will help us. The secret is chanting the holy names, in a connected way, in a Krishna conscious way, and not in a Maya conscious way or in a no conscious way. While we chant, our psychological space, that is our mind, should not be filled with thoughts of this world. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says we should keep the name in the heart, and whenever our mind goes into the world, as it will, we should pull it back to the vibration of the holy names. The mind, your mind. this is a very nice word. Mind, your mind. When you are a devotee and your mind dwells on sense objects, this will not help you to become Krishna conscious and experience the Krishna, the higher taste. You must be very careful about this. Once in Mayapur, we had a kirtan mela. It was in the very early days, where we invited Bengali groups, you know, who are wonderful medanga players and can sing very nicely, for a kirtan program where a jury would decide which one of the chanters were the most accomplished, the best musicians, the best singers, and so on and so forth. And the kirtan was going on. So there was one group, perfect medanga, perfect singing, so sweet, so maduri they were singing. And all the devotees, my God, they are really very, 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 what? It moves our heart, it's so good. One devotee, while this performance was going on, went to Srila Prabhupada's room. He could hear it because there were loudspeakers. And he said, Prabhupada, do you also like this kirtan so much? Prabhupada said, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. The devotee was bewildered. The only kirtan which was allowed was Mahamantra kirtan, Hare Krishna. They are not chanting Hare Krishna, but hear this, the sound is coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Beautiful sound. Prabhupada said, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, what then are they chanting? Listen now to Prabhupada's answer. He said, they are chanting money, money, money. You know, these kirtaniers in Bengal, you must know, they are invited to come to social functions and to sing. And they are then, what is the English word? Please help me. Remunerated. No, they're getting a handsome payment. For this kirtan event, we had to pay them. They were very famous people. They were like
What is it? Alup Jaloti or
Anup Jaloti?
Anup Jaloti. Huh? He's paid. He's paid for this. I heard he is a very nice person. Also, I'm just speaking about one aspect here. So they had their mind on the payment which they would get, and they are not on Krishna. This is showing you, my dear devotees, you can chant the holy name and not chant the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this as the letters, the alphabetic letters of the holy name, H, A, R, E, and in the English, K, R, I, S, H, N, A, H, A, R, E, K, R, I, S, N, A. Yes, you can sing like this. I could sing all the tunes which are known in our movement with A, H, A, A, R. But not the holy name. Krishna is not so cheap, my dear devotees. We cannot just pronounce some letters and then God is there. No. Mind has to be there. The king of all the other senses. The voice and vocal cord is not the king of all the senses. Engage your mind in the chanting. Be there, fully focused. Then the holy name is there. And Haridas in his humility says, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if I'm with devotees, eating their remnants, drinking the water which they have left, and taking the bhakta duli, the dust on my head, then bhakti will come in my mind and heart. That is my my great hope. He said like this. So here are two things, lessons. And Nam Seva has to go together with Vaishnav Seva. You know this, your exalted spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Maharaj, is in almost every lecture reminding us of humility and serving the Vaishnavas. You have heard this many, many times, and I don't need to talk about this, but I will talk about the other point which is there, that is absorbing the mind in the names of Krishna. I will now require your full attention, because this will be most properly new for you. It will be three steps from our glorious tradition that will help you to be there with your mind as you chant the holy name. No? Take this. If you have mobile telephones, this might be a good moment to make notes. Don't look at all the other apps. Just make notes of what you hear now, so that you can take something from this class into your daily life. When your mind is absorbed in Krishna, only then the reflection of Kamadev here will not be able to capture your interest. Only when you are with Krishna in the holy name are you not any longer faced nor disturbed by Kamadev. So here are three powerful rules. It starts with, I will speak in English and not in Sanskrit, these rules, because you will see when they add up, they form an acronym. You will see what that is. First start, when you sit down to do your japa or you join a kirtan event, with intention. Sanskrit word is sankalpa. We are used in our movement to make sankalpas at the initiation. We say, I will chant every day without fail a minimum of 16 rounds. That's a sankalpa, you know, and it sets an intention. So when you sit down to chant your rounds, the first thing is to go to the intention to make this chanting your time, where you are with the most merciful manifestation of Lord Krishna, which is his holy name. You have to really sit down. Okay, now I will be with Krishna in his holy name. This will break what is perhaps one of the greatest enemies of our chanting, this mechanic chanting or ritualistic chanting. But you build the intention. This, let this be my time with Krishna. The next is you connect with a sincere desire. I can find no better mantra. I will ask Go Krishna to help us. Krishna Tomahana. I will give you now the English. Krishna Tom. What this mantra says from the Madhya Leela, I will give you the reference in a moment, is, my dear Lord Krishna, since so many long years, I have forgotten you. Today, I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. This is a quotation which helps us to connect with a sincerity. We are not absent-minded, we are not mechanic, we are sincerely turning to Krishna. And you will find this, please note it down. I think most of you know, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse 33. I repeat, Sisi Madhya, chapter 22, verse 33. Krishna tomahana jadi bale kabara maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para. The verse says again, one is immediately freed from the clutches of maya. Maya banda means clutches of maya. If he seriously and sincerely, this is very important, sincerely, says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today on my japa, you know, when I sit down, now, at this moment, I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please, please, please
engage me in your service. This sincerity, this seriousness must be there. If you're not serious about your japa, if you're not serious about remembering your relationship with Krishna, doing it with Krishna, Krishna, what will Krishna do with you? He responds to the devotee, Ye yatamang prapadyante tamstataiva bhajam yayam. He says so in the Bhagavad Gita, according to the to how my devotees are relating to me, I respond accordingly in that way. So this is the law of spiritual relationship. It is reciprocal. So you cannot expect the Lord to come to you and fill your mind and heart with the original, no? Attractive Lord. If you don't do sincere chanting, then the reflected Kamadev can make your life difficult. Yes. And now comes the last. We have now intention, sincerity. Now comes the last. The attention. Perhaps this is something which is very well known in our society. We must, with our mind, as Prabhupada says, you chant and you hear. And, you know, that's where you bring your mind to the hearing. You chant and then you focus your mind on hearing. You know, this focus is called attention. Krishna speaks about one rule of attention. Yata yata nishalati, in the Gita he says, from wherever the mind will wander due to his restless nature, one must certainly take the mind and bring it back. And this means translated into chanting, wherever the mind wanders while you chant your rounds, you must bring it back to the sound of the holy name. I also don't need to present anything on this. You hear this very regularly in your classes. So let us now watch the whole thing. ISA means, it's easy to remember, it's the English letters for Isha. Isha in the Mahabharata is one of the 1,008 names of the Lord. One of the 1,000 names of the Lord. So, Isha. It's the Isha formula. My dear devotees, if you forget everything of this class, which most of you will do, I'm one of you. I know how life is. We hear so much. Oof. How can we remember everything? But so if you forget everything of this lecture, you have a note on your phone, Isha. If you have noted it, if you have no mobile phone like me, then you can write it on a piece of paper and put it in your quarter and take it out when you chant again. I for attention, S for sincerity, and A for attention. This is how you can overcome the influence of temptation, which because it will help you to connect with Krishna in your mind. You are not absent-minded, but present-minded. I will end by reading or singing with you a verse from the Bhagavatam. Kretshro mahaniha bhava navama plavesham shadva ganakrama shukena titi shanti tatvam hare bhagavato bhajani amangrim kretvodupam vyasanam uttaradush taranam. The ocean of nations is very difficult to cross because it is infested with many dangerous sharks, and there's this crocodile also amongst them, the crocodile there, who is the carrier of Cupid, no? It's a Makara, it is coming, it's the lust, it's coming. Very difficult to cross this ocean of nations, which is infested with so many. Tat tvam hare bhagavato bhajani amangrim. Therefore, by making the Lord's worshipable lotus feet as a boat, cross this difficult ocean of samsara. If you try to swim over samsara alone, over this ocean, the sharks and the crocodiles can easily get you. But when you sit above it in the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, they cannot harm you. And that is the instructions of our Haridas Thakur. He is chanting, absorbed in the holy name. His prayer is to remember Krishna so that he can, and he will do that by what is it called? The remnants of food, the remnants of water, and the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. These things, it is said, have a very powerful effect. They're very powerful substance to give us love of Krishna in our heart. Bhakta pada dhuliyar bhakta phala jal bhakta bhukta avashesha dhina mahabhara dhina. These three, Mahabharata, have a lot of strength. It gives us love for Krishna. Yeah. It gives us Krishna consciousness. And that's how you can chant with Krishna consciousness. With absent-mindedness from Krishna, not possible. All right. We have, our class is ending here. I have the times here. It's our time is 1:15. You must be later. It's in the afternoon or coming to the evening. We have now a little time for questions. Please ask your questions, and I will try to answer. We have about half an hour. We have not more.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I mean, even after hearing all these things so many times and so many repeatedly, but still, I mean, attentive chanting, or as you mentioned, ISA, ISA. So it's not happening. So what to do?
A very, very nice question. Who has asked the question? I can see the whole group, but I cannot see the individual. Yes. Yeah, please come closer. I want to see you so that I can give a tailored answer for you.
From
come close. Yes, now I can see. Your good name, Prabhuji?
Ganga Narayan Das.
Ganga Narayan Prabhu. okay. Is Ganga Narayan Prabhu's question clear to all of us? You have all heard this. We are trying and we are failing. Gokrishna, can you please help me? I hear myself.
They need to turn off their...
Oh yeah, please turn, you need to please mute yourself so that I don't, yes, thank you. Ganga Narayan Prabhu and everyone else, first of all, no, let me answer this question. In the early days, Prabhupada took his devotees with him on morning walks. And there's one recording where they walked around Stoke Lake, some lake in San Francisco, on a morning walk. And Srila Prabhupada there gives one answer to our Ganga Narayan Prabhu's very important question. He said, it is not possible in this time to so easily chant Vedic mantras. And then he said, excuse me please, therefore we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But even there, we are failing, like our Ganga Narayan Prabhu is revealing in confidence to us. We try. But first of all, I don't think you have tried the Isha formula because it might be new for you. you try that first, then you might see a difference. I think you have lost hope, Ganga Narayan. That is from where your answer is coming, because it cannot come from practical experience of the Isha formula, because it's just new. So the problem is you have lost hope. That's the real problem here. And therefore, even you hear something new, you say, well, this will not work. I've heard so many lectures, I've read so many books, this will not work. I think many of us have secretly lost hope. We have belief in Krishna consciousness, but we have lost hope that we can go further than we are. This, I feel, is a main problem. But let us now address your concern. What does a hopeless person do who cannot do something on his own, who has even lost hope that it will work? Where is there anything open to us? Yes, Prabhupada says in San Francisco, therefore chanting and praying, this must go on. And he expresses how, oh my Lord, I'm trying, but I'm failing so many times. Therefore, my Lord, please help me. I have great, great faith in praying. Why? Because so often devotees asked me to pray for them that one day I decided, okay, let me do this. And I prayed, and I've seen cancer goes away and things go away by Krishna's kindness, if you pray for him. Ganga Narayan Prabhu and all others, sometimes we feel, will it really work? Will it really work? Okay, now I heard something new, but I've heard already so many instructions on chanting. I've read so many books and so on. Now there's some new information, okay, but I've heard so many times new informations, and so many times it did not really work. Have you prayed? Have you sincerely gone to the Lord and prayed? My Lord, alone, on my own strength, it seems to be impossible. I have lost hope. But if you, with your superior strengths, can help, then hope is there. You all celebrate Ramachandra's appearance day, and I think on all each appearance day we hear that Sakrit Eva Shloka, no? Where Lord Ramachandra expresses his heart that anyone who comes to me, surrenders to me, and prays to me for strength, prays to me, we will get the exact quotation. Our Gaur Krishna is Sakrit Eva, it's in the Madhya Leela. Then I will certainly accept such a person. No? Power of prayer. And this Isha formula is really following the steps which you do when you pray. The steps are when you pray, you first come to the Lord. You are aware he stands on the altar. Usually you glorify him first. And then you express your own fallen condition to the Lord as you pray. Then you may express your gratitude for the help he has already rendered to you. And then you asked for something, no? So here's this famous verse. It is my vow. We were chanted. Many of you know this shloka. It's a very well-known shloka. Only old people like me forget sometimes the Sanskrit, but you know. Sakrit eva prapanoyas tavasmiti chayachate abhayam savada tasmai tadam yetat vratam mama. It is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and if such a person prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. No, pray to Krishna. Oh, Krishna. My hope is gone, but please give me courage again, confidence, no? Then you will be safe, Ganga Narayan. Lord will take care. I recognize that I need to apologize myself. I have taken Ganga Narayan Prabhu out. He has asked a question, and I have answered in a way as if this would be Ganga Narayan Prabhu's personal problem. I apologize myself for for this. It is not Ganga Narayan Prabhu's personal problem. Ganga Narayan Prabhu was courageous enough or bold enough to express himself in the way he expressed himself. But yes, this is all of us, you know. I certainly, I'm giving you this class, because I'm very convinced of what I say, but there are times in my life when, you know, when I'm just not connected to the Holy Name, and I'm very sad because of this. Very sad, because what else is our hope than Krishna who has come? There are three reasons why a devotee does not experience spiritual growth or further growth in his spiritual life. One reason is he may be proud of what he has obtained so far. I don't think this is the problem of anyone in this Zoom conversation. There's a second reason. That is, one is so busy in what one is doing. So busy. And in all this busyness, one might forget the point. It's for Krishna. The third point, which I find is very prevalent in our spiritual institutions, is complacency. We are complacent. We are already satisfied with where we are, and we think our neighbor, our next brahmachari is also not much higher. You know, this is what we are. Let's stay there. But bhakti means the heart has to melt, my dear devotees. That is only possible when the consciousness is filled with love, with bhakti itself. Then when the heart is melting, it is going very well. So I'm thinking today our Ganga Narayan Prabhu, who has reminded us of a very important point. What could help me? And according to this morning conversation, where Prabhupada said one should chant and pray for help of Krishna, this is one of the possible answers. Let me see, there is something which has come to me just now. Yeah. Here I'm reading to you this quotation. Therefore, this one practice, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, that is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I'm trying, but I'm failing. All these appeals should be made, and Krishna is all powerful. Ganga Narayan, have hope. Krishna is all powerful. He can do anything. Even if we try our best and fail, Krishna will help us. Just like a child tries his best, but he falls down. No, child is trying his best to walk so small, and falls. One. But the mother takes up and says, "All right, come on." I like that. I found great courage in this, and it's from a morning walk. I will say this, and you can maybe, those who like to collect such quotes,
at Stowe Lake, San Francisco, you can type in San Francisco, 23rd of March, 1968. There you will find this additional poem. How far can we go, my dear devotees? Do you think you can cross the ocean of samsara so easily? Do you think it is so easy just to get a good brahmachari ashram, good brahmachari dress, good brahmachari shave, good brahmachari bebek, good brahmachari practice? Do you think it's that easy? Do you know what you were before? Where you were doing, investing your intelligence? Do you know where you were in your last life? No, it's not known. Maybe it's known. Of course we remember where we were before we came. And all these play, these impressions from our previous ashram, our previous lives, they play in our heart. They play out in our heart. Therefore, our mind remains. Krishna consciousness means to purify the mind and the heart. They are in this. When we speak like this, they are identical. There is subtle difference, but let us make it here short. This is not so easy, and unless we purify our heart, our mind. So for that, you must have your heart present. Let me give you an example. Imagine this is dirty. It's called an uttariya. If I wash the uttariya of someone else, this dirt will not go. Your heart needs to be purified. If you preach to others, show to others, try to help them, try to purify them, try to advise them, that will not help your heart. You need to wash your heart. And if you fail, Krishna can help. Thank you for explaining this deep point, Ganga Narayan. And I still think, if you practice next time, you sit down for chanting. When is this? Tomorrow morning. If you practice before you sit down, you break the habit of mechanic chanting. Okay, I tried so many times, but I was singled out yesterday by this impossible German Swami. He talked very personally to me before everyone. Woo! If you sit down, intention, okay. He said I should now make this my devotional rounds. I should be Krishna conscious in it. And he said, he recommended one verse. I've written it down somewhere. Krishna Tomahana. You can also, I like also the verses in Prema Vivata. Sit down, chant with them. My dear Lord, I'm tired to be a Maya Das. I'm only your Krishna Das. No? And then he said, I should always catch my mind wandering. This will be very good. I think you will experience something wonderful. Hare Krishna, I'm ending here. This answer, I see there's another devotee, or is it Ganga Narayan? Who are you, Prabhu?
Yes. Ganga Narayan Das.
Oh, again, Ganga Narayan Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Ganga Narayan Prabhu. Yes.
For the answer. Grateful to you.
Well, we will see.
We will see if you apply it. But I think so. I think so.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I am, speaking here, thank you. Maharaj, I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely express my gratitude from the bottom of my heart for two of the wonderful jewels, of the many jewels you have given, especially these two books, The Living Name, and the Gayatri Mantra. Though you had written this book, Gayatri Mantra, long back, I happened to read these two books in the last 1.5 to 2 years. And since then, there is some hope in the hopeless heart of mine, especially in the Living Name, the 6 steps that you speak about, the Yojana, the Sambandha, the Seva, the Vipralamba, then the Sharanagati, and then the Sankalpa. I gathered a lot of verses in connection with those 6. And simultaneously while I'm chanting, at the back of my mind, just like you had put the music at the back, like that, these verses I keep kind of chanting and remembering. I don't know whether it is right, but I am able to at least not fuck. My attention doesn't go anywhere else. So that has been very, very helpful to me. And some kind of a little bit of taste I'm experiencing. And also the Gayatri Mantra book. I am feeling bad that I am reading after several years now. I wish I had read it much earlier. I am finding it to be really helpful. You call the Bija Mantras as the sonic thunderbolt. And it's truly so. I'm experiencing a drop of the ocean of potency that it has. So I wanted to take this opportunity to really thank you for this wonderful gift that you have given all of us. Thank you, Maharaj.
I thank you very much, Prabhuji. What is your good name, if I may ask?
I am Radha Gopinath Das.
Ah, yes. Sorry, you have become older. I have seen you, of course, many times and when I was fortunate to visit our Radha Gopinath temple in Chopati. Yes, yes, yes. I'm very grateful that you have been benefited by this I would like to make a comment. There is a tradition amongst us Vaishnavas where verses are connected to our chanting. These verses are the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. At the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, these verses, as you all, as many of you know, they are, so to say, given at the very end, before the book signs off, so to say, before the end. And yes, these verses bring our attention to Vrindavan and Krishna in Vrindavan, and they are chanted during the japa session. I have heard that you chant, for instance, a few verses, and then you chant the holy name while you're mindful of these, the content of these verses. This tradition goes also, is also in more modern area, modern times, maintained in a book of, you find it in a book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Bhajan Rahasya. There, this book is used for one entire month of Kartik by the followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was penned down by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the way they do it, they sing some of the verses and then they engage in japa and in kirtan. This is very, very good what our Radha Gopinath says. It's very authorized in our tradition. It is not a new invention. It helps us to infuse our consciousness and make it in the right way. I would like to give you an example. I did not intend this. This is a glass of tea, no? It used to be a glass of water until I put this tea bag in it. I infused it with the tea bag. And then the tea bag and the active herbs in it, it's a herbal tea, spread through the water. And now we technically call this tea. It's still water. But it is infused with this. So at a more advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, you wish that your consciousness, your mind is not empty like water, you know, but it has the additional infusion of thoughts of Krishna. This infusion can come in two ways, three ways. Either you sit before the deity and chant before the deity. This was a practice that Prabhupada has told his early disciples. We would be advised to chant before the deity and look at the deity, because that's the easiest way to bring, to infuse the mind with Krishna's presence by looking through with our eyes, and then the image, you know, which we see from outside is coming through our eyes into our mind. We become aware of what we are seeing. This is one way to infuse the mind with Krishna. A second way is what our Radha Gopinath has said. It is mantra upasana. You have a mantra, a verse, you know, and then you read that verse. The verse comes from your shastra, which you read. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat. I read you a little bit earlier about it. And the verse comes into my mind, and I will focus on Krishna. The third way is when you remember Krishna on your own, as he is engaging in the beautiful land of Vrindavan. The main point here is to chant present-minded and not absent-minded. No? Therefore, and the easiest way, perhaps, we gave you three ways, the easiest way is to pray to Krishna, because the moment you pray before your japa or chant prayerfully, then that person you pray to becomes, you become aware of it, mindful of that person. Wonderful. I'm seeing my time is up here. I have to go to another call now to the Alachua people. It was a genuine joy to spend time with you, and I would like to end on with three requests. The first request, give my most humble obeisances to your exalted spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I'm very serious. I'm very much admiring him as my older godbrother and very Krishna conscious godbrother. The second is, give my obeisances, I'm a great lover of your Gauranga Darshan, Prabhu. He's now in America, and he is a wonderful teacher of the Bhagavatam. Oh, wonderful. And the third point is, I will give a mutual program, with Gauranga Darshan, in March 25, February 23rd of February to 1st of March 25, you can ask him, he knows, of course, in you and the Govardhan Eco Village. That will be at the site of Giriraj Govardhan in Vrindavan Dham. He will speak on the holy name and the Bhagavatam. He will bring out where the holy name is glorified in the Bhagavatam and how. And I will speak on practical guidance of chanting with absorption. Mm-hmm. This we will do together. It's the first time where we do this together. It's not the first time where we are together. I'm listening to his Bhagavatam classes when I have time. Often I have to go and preach somewhere, but I have time and I listen afterwards. They are on the computer. They are stored there. Yeah, and I'm inviting you. I think you need to discuss it with the brahmacharis or with the devotees, but there you might get a good infusion of Nam Tattva and Nam Sambandha or Nam Abhideya, practicing the holy name. It's about Nam Tattva, Nam Abhideya. Yeah. So I will have to run now. I thank you all very much. Thank you, Radha Gopinath, I remember you so nice, you are still that intelligent, brilliant person. And thank you, Ganga Narayan, and our Radha Kund Prabhu. Thank you all. Thank you. I wish you all the best. Don't forget Isha. You will forget everything. You have information overload. Remember Isha and do it tomorrow. If it works, good. If it doesn't work, you can challenge me. I can give you something else. All the best. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.